I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Passengers can board an Albuquerque transit bus this month to take an unofficial, eccentric route through the city. They become participants in a theatrical experience called Promenade. The concept was created in Hungary. It spread through Europe and is being brought to Albuquerque by the adventurous local theater company Q-Staff. With me is its managing director, Sandy Timmerman. Sandy, welcome.
Thank you.
The audience, I imagine, gathers at a starting point.
Mm-hmm. Q-Staff.
They board the bus.
Yes.
Then what happens?
The bus takes off through the city, and the scenes happen around the city, sometimes moving along with the bus, sometimes the bus is stopping, and they're able to watch while these scenes unfold. They're wearing headsets. There's a sound.
The passengers.
The passengers are wearing headsets. There's a sound designer that has created an entire soundscape, including monologues from the performers, narration by the bus itself, music, local music, stories from the city. And there is a sound operator on the bus at the same time, as well as the stage manager, me. And we are live mixing to make sure that we're getting ambient sound from what's happening outside of the bus. So it's a really involved, deep soundscape that is accompanied by this performance that's happening all around the bus as it drives through the city.
How long is the journey?
90 minutes.
Daylight hours?
Yes. Most performances are either at 1 or 4 p.m.
Is the journey always the same,
yes,
Sandy?
Yes. It's completely scripted, but it was created entirely by the performers performing it.
Under what guidelines?
The director of Stereo Act, which is the company in Budapest that created it, first came here in March and began doing workshops. And so with those workshops, he would ask us to tell stories, bring in ideas about the city, and we would create improvised scenes, write texts. That's what this entire performance is woven of.
So, in other words, it is a real collaboration with the originators of this format.
Yes.
How did you transform that format, which originated in Budapest, into something that is specific to Albuquerque?
Martin Boros, who is the director, he's the architect. He knows the form, because this is an incredibly complex piece of engineering, the bus, the sound, the people. He's the conductor of all of that. The content is created by the people of this city, the performers and the stories that they bring in. And we've had local musicians working with us to make sure that everything that is being created and written is by Albuquerque for Albuquerque. They did this also in Baltimore with Single Carrot Theater, same thing. And somebody asked me the other day how much the Albuquerque performance is like the Baltimore performance. I said, well, there's a bus. It's completely different.
Are the passengers merely witnesses to what is going on, or are they participating in it?
Well, nobody is going to be asked to perform or interact outside of their comfort zones. They are watching, but by watching, they are participating. You know, we actually, as a part of the script, we talk about the Heisenberg theory. You cannot observe something without changing it.
I like the fact that you have described Promenade as a mix of the reality and the poetry, mm-hmm, of the city and of the journey. What do you mean by that?
You're driving around, and it's very specifically not set in places that are cordoned off from the city. Busy streets. We're not trying to pretend that it's a set. It's not. It's the city. And the beautiful things that happen in Promenade that you can't script but happen all the time, somebody will pass through the scene that is not a performer, but they become part of the performance. And so you start looking at the city a different way. You start looking at everything differently. We call it the Promenade effect. Everything starts to look like a performance, and you start looking at all of the people and you start to wonder, is this part of the show or isn't it? And it makes you look at the city in a very different way and takes you to places you might not have been before.
So what was the flavor of those scenes and that outside theatrical experience that you wanted to create?
Sometimes it's just a guy walking down a street or a little girl walking. I mean, our youngest performer is 13, is walking down the street with a violin case, but you hear her thoughts as she's walking. It's that idea of you see these people around you all the time and what's going on inside of their heads. It's almost like we get this little magical moment where we get to hear people's thoughts. Because a lot of times people are just, they're not doing anything extraordinary, but yet there are extraordinary things happening for them.
How have you rehearsed this?
Well, if you know Q Staff, it has a lot of big windows. So we first started just by doing scenes out on the sidewalk in front of the theater with the director and other people sitting inside watching, like they would be inside of a bus. And as we created these pieces, we'd take them to various locations and just try them out on the street and see how they looked and how they fit inside of the location. And then, of course, there was lots and lots and lots of route planning because, you know, we had to figure out a route that would be interesting, that would show different parts of the city, different neighborhoods, but would be contained within 90 minutes. So as we started getting the route down, we started just taking the scenes out and putting it on the route in different places to see where it fit.
I've been reading a little bit about Stereo Act in Budapest. They talk a lot about the idea of theater as an event. And I know that's also very much within the philosophy of Q Staff.
Yes.
What do you mean by that? Why is that important?
Actually, this is one of the things we learned when we first went to Europe, and specifically Hungary, is that the theatrical performance is one small part of an entire event. People don't just walk into a theater, sit down, the lights go down, they see a show, the lights go back up, they walk back out, that's it. The idea is that people come beforehand, and they talk, and they gather together, and then they have this communal experience. Then afterwards, they're not kicked back out onto the street. They're invited to stay and talk with the performers in a very informal way and with each other. We're trying to create something that is opening people up to each other, to the city, to themselves.
And what kind of response so far have you gotten?
Wow, that sounds really cool.
That's all you can ask for.
Exactly.
Sandy Timmerman of Q Staff Theater Company has been talking about Promenade Albuquerque, a unique theatrical journey on a city bus. Journeys continue through December 2nd. For information, visit q-staff.com or kunm.org. Sandy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.